Let's use that expression, temples of light, to be the inspiration right now for us. So I invite you to close your eyes and really ponder that your physical body represents a temple that contains your light. You have a soul, no beginning and no end. And your soul, pieces and parts of that soul, is currently residing within a physical structure known as the human body, filled with biology and chemistry. And your light is so magnificent and bright, it can affect every single piece of biology, every cell, every chemical, every molecule. So let's focus on that light permeating every fiber of your being, every cell right now. And just feel yourself expand with this radiance of light beaming out from your soul energy. And in this radiance of your soul energy, let's now invite Kryon to come through and give us a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Do you feel there's a message trying to get through to you? What a question! And yet some of you do. The series this month is about unusual things are happening. And they are. Mostly to light workers, old souls. Dear old soul watching me now, no matter when it is, I will tell you on the planet right now, there is great change. A change that has been foretold by so many, not just those who are channeling these days, but the indigenous themselves, the holy men and women of the ages, all pointing to the potential that you are seeing on the planet right now. Those who watch this particular program, this particular episode, perhaps you have been also enjoying that which is the green mist, where we take you on adventures and we take you through a temple, perhaps, or with the angels, perhaps, and you feel something that you don't feel otherwise. That's on purpose. That particular program carries an energy that is different, that no programs have contained yet that I have directed my partner to give. Do you feel a message is in you that you're not receiving yet, or that you're supposed to give? Is it something your intuition is starting to tell you that you've got going for you? Many of you are. It feels different. For some, there's another question. You might say, is my purpose changing? Why am I here? I feel something different happening. That would be a message coming to you. So let me answer the question of the title of this channel. Are many of you receiving a message that you don't know about yet, or that you feel is there? The answer is yes. Oh, yes. All of you. If I could define the message, I would say this one. You're different. You're changing. Get ready. Something's up, you might say. But some of you are even going further. You're asking a bigger question. Is there somebody trying to talk through me? Do I have a message that I am being given that I am supposed to then pass on. Now, if you're receiving that particular message or intuition or thought group, I would like to tell you, probably so. Then we get into something that we have discussed before. Dear ones, what you are watching now is channeling. This is an old, old process. There have been channelers on this planet for years. Some of them have been recognized as the ones who are giving prophecy. Some of them have been recognized as those giving dangerous messages because they go against the religious rules of the land, and those are usually terminated. There have been channelers all through history, dear ones. Some of the shamans are channelers, those who give messages from the other side. That is about to change. And we told you this as well. There'll come a time, and it's not going to be that far away, where channelers are not needed. Channeling exists because most of the public, even the old souls, do not have the equipment to receive this kind of constant, intuitive, enlightened thought. Did you hear that? What if I told you that channeling was a stream of intuition? It is. It has to be learned. It has to be practiced. Most can do it with practice. What if it was automatic? I just gave it away. Some of you are feeling channeling coming, and it's not actually channeling as this is. It'd be you talking with your eyes wide open to anyone who wants to listen, whether it's your family or whether it's your friends at work or whether just any friends. And what you have to say are things that are not spooky. There are things that a person says in normal conversation, and yet they're wise things. They're things that come from the mastery within. They're things that you know about, that you're suggesting. There's teaching there as well. All of these things waiting to come from you. Do you feel that? Now, some of you will say this. I have felt that for years. You're right. And nothing has happened, has it? Maybe, just maybe, this channel today is explaining it and giving you permission to make it happen now. Some of you say, I've always wanted to write a book. You can, if you wish. There's never been a greater, grander time where a book can be published and yet not published. It can be given away. It can be part of something which is sold. It can be part of a scenario that is far different than publishing. And you know what I speak of. For now you have the ability to carry this information on the media in ways you never did before. What if this was the time for your information to be given in whatever way you think is appropriate? That's a message waiting to be given from you. Here is what also many think. I have a message that needs to be given, and yet, why would I be different? This message seems to already be out there for many. Why should I step forward and give a message this way? Let me give you a secret. If you feel this way, why me? Why is my message different? Why should I step forward and listen to a message like this coming from the other side of the veil or publish anything? Why me? The secret is this. 35 years ago, that is exactly the question my partner asked. Exactly. He went into a metaphysical store and he looked around and he saw hundreds of books of messages. And he said, this world doesn't need one more messenger. I had come to him by then. I had told him of the love that he had within him of spirit, and I had given him the idea to publish, to give the message, to go ahead, to present in front of people, to see what would happen. His resistance was great, and part of it was this question: why? Does the world need another messenger when there have been so many? Now, you know what has happened since then. You're watching it now. So I am going to tell you this. Every single soul on this planet who feels led to give spiritual, sacred messages has a unique message to give that is theirs. That is the way it works. That's what's being given to you now. Don't ask, does the world need another message? I'll tell you, this world needs light. Your message is part of that. Do you feel that there's someone trying to get through? The answer is yes. Now, perhaps it's just for you. Perhaps you need a message just for you. And for the rest of you, perhaps you need to pass it on. Unusual things are happening in this new energy, in this new light that we're giving you, we're telling about. Mastery is starting to occur with even your DNA. All manner of changes are happening in your body, light worker, old soul. And one of them, you may have a message coming. What if you hear clearly the message that says, I've been trying to get a hold of you. And you sit and you say, I allow this message to be given to me. I can feel you knocking on the door. Whoever you are, dear messenger, give it to me. I'm ready now. Give me the message. I'm ready. I know you're there. Crying has said you're there. And the messenger then comes before you and says this. You are magnificent. This message is for you today, right now. Change is happening. Allow it in your life. Do not be afraid of it. Do not fear what is coming next. For this is what you don't expect. Good things. Light is happening to you. The message is from your higher self. Dear ones, why don't you allow it in, perhaps for the first time in your life, in a way you never did? There will be those who say, well, I've always been ready for the message. I allow the message. I say, yes, give a message. Not really. Not like now. Why don't you commit to receiving this message in all its grandness and glory and change? Give it to me, you might say. I'm ready. Here is your challenge. Any old soul watching this program right now, watching this channel, here is your channel for today, for you. When no one's looking, sit in the chair and say these words. Dear Spirit, I love you. If you're there, tell me what it is I need to know. Who? Do you dare do that and mean it? And then get ready to be loved. And so it is.